really interesting thing in Canada is there is developed since the cuts to science an amazing network of scientists. So scientists are now a strong lobby group in Canada in a way I think they've never been before.
I mean, like university ones or?
All retired government scientists who aren't signing their name to anything but providing a lot of information.
Peter Wells.
Peter, well, I've been working with him. We locally, we had Save Ocean Science. There's Evidence for Democracy. There was formed after there was a rally of 5,000 scientists on Parliament Hill, held a symbolic funeral for evidence because evidence was no longer influencing policy. And so they held a funeral and all showed up in white lab coats. And so there's this, like, this lobby has emerged in Canada around just, and it's like, it's not, Their claims are not at all, it's not radical at all. They're just saying, yes, you have to factor in economic and cultural considerations, but decisions need to be grounded in scientific evidence.
So you work with BOFEP a lot.
Yeah.
We're bound to see that when our EPA scientists are not allowed to. You know, if they've done studies, peer-reviewed studies, they're being disallowed.
And that's bad in Canada now, too. You can't partner with a federal scientist in Canada without having your work reviewed by the government before it can be published. Mm. So now university scientists don't want to do papers with government scientists anymore because they all of a sudden become subject to an anti-science.
And suddenly you have
government.
Some administrators who are editing your reports or things.
Yeah.
So what was the big cut? I don't understand the big
cut. So there were huge, like, cuts beyond any cuts we've seen before. They were hidden in budget bills, and it was changes to the Fisheries Act so that it didn't protect habitat in the same way it used to. Cuts to government science. They eliminated contaminants programs. So
why
we don't.
Why did all that happen?
Why?
Because of a conservative government.
And so we have no more. We don't have we don't have a toxicology program in, like, marine sciences or even for fisheries and oceans doesn't have a toxicology program anymore. Neither does Environment Canada. So they can't, whereas they were doing cutting, like, all the Norwegian scientists were sort of leaning over our shoulder watching. We were doing cutting-edge research on pesticides on salmon farms. They were using dye to measure how quickly it disperses, where it goes, all that sort of stuff. Stuff that has changed the dynamic in research in the country, and then, you know, a year later they're cut. So we've had incredible downsizing and cuts to legislation and key staff.
Your organization is even way more important.
I think so. I think all organizations doing environmental work just need to buckle down.
Yeah, and, you know, our state we have a very conservative governor. Yeah. This is his second term, and second term means do it now or, you know, or forget it. So, you know, I know that, you know, the environmental agencies, it's been profiled in the newspaper as many of its faults. And, of course, as I said, and now they have sort of egg on their faces about GAC chemicals. Like, the company says, oh, well, we are actually polluting out there. After years and years, the agency is saying there's not a problem there. There's not a problem. We're not going to test, but we just know there's not a problem there.
Yeah, but buckle your seatbelt because
he's untamed, unchained capitalism.
Fuel.
Well, that'll
lower energy costs, which, you know, it's okay as long as you don't kill everyone in the process.
All right. Well, you know,
I think that chipping scam is going to not pan out.
Well, we hope so. The two international organizations I know of is Sprague Energy, is a Norwegian company, I believe.
Swedish. Part of the Axel Johnson Group.
And a successful thing was the East Penobscot Bay Environmental Alliance some years back fended off Jorn Vaad, who was a Norwegian salmon farmer, wanted to set up over on the islands over on the other side of the bay.
Perkins
Island? It's a name similar to that. There were two sets of them, but they were turned back because the people in that area, some of whom own the islands that they're suddenly having cages set around, or would have, fought hard, hired scientists, you know, proved that, that the water circulation was slow enough that you would end up with accumulations of salmon waste below it. It wasn't going to disperse, like he said. And I think the agency finally said, well, we're not going to accept it then because evidence is fairly clear that this is not a safe place for that. So, and it took a tremendous amount of work, but, you know, by this outfit. And Jane McCloskey was the head of it. Her father's a story writer.
Robert
McCloskey. And so, so she may be very helpful on the east side of the bay there, because they say often people are very fiercely particular of their chunk of Penobscot Bay because it's so big. Whether it's Searsport or Rockland or Rockport, Rob Iserbeet, who you spoke to earlier there, you know, it's Rockport Harbor. It's very important to him. It's where he works and what he cares about. And so, you know, I'd really think that, you know, tying together people like that is really going to be effective. And like you say, whether it's a baykeeper or a or we just have the friends of Penobscot Bay really get friendly around the whole bay there.
So, yeah.
Do you have a website that we can go to?
We do. It's if you Google Conservation Council or go to conservationcouncil.ca, we have a section on there.
Or just look up Fundy Baykeeper and do this. Look up Fundy Baykeeper on, what's that called, the YouTube.
Oh.
It is a great little thing. Of there he is rowing out to a boat, taking some people on a tour.
I had a summer student who was really handy with the camera to my detriment, I think.
All well, no. You
all
came
of a sudden,
well.
These videos start coming out, and some of them are really playful. It was great. Yeah. It was great.
I think you deserve a round of applause.
Yes, yes. Thank you very much. All right.
Thanks so much for having me. It's nice to get to this little chunk of the coast.
Yeah,
it's all the same system, so.